Let us pray for the reading of the blessed word of God. Father, your word is a gift. Your word is alive. Your word is powerful. Your word convicts. Your word enlightens us. Your word brings us closer and closer to you. Father, thank you for your word. As we read it today with great respect, may your spirit be alive through it, imparting life. And anything that you want to teach us today, we are open to it. Holy Spirit, give us the grace to apply everything that you show us specifically to each life today. This we pray with great gratitude and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Scripture today will be found on page 1829 in the Pew Bible. It's pressing on toward the goal. It's Philippians 3, starting with verse 12 to the end of the chapter. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things, and if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. For, as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you, Sandy. So the title of this passage is Pressing On Toward the Goal. Pressing on toward the goal. And you know, if we are honest, we have to admit that we're all pressing towards something, right? We're all pressing towards something. What are you pressing on toward? Are you pressing on toward living a long life? Are you pressing on toward living a good life? Are you pressing on to being fit and living healthy? Are you pressing on to enjoy the few years you may have left on this earth and travel and boats and canoes and water toys and whatnot? Are you pressing on toward making a name for yourself? Are you pressing on to having the greatest and most beautiful home, garden, car, whatever? Are you pressing on toward making money or making sure you don't lose what you have? Is that what consumes you? Or are you pressing on toward living for God and becoming more like Jesus? Many of these things may be good that I mentioned. They're not necessarily bad. I want to be fit. I want to stay healthy. I want to live a long life. I want to be able to make a little money and have some savings in my old age. There's nothing wrong with that. The point is, what are you pressing on the most? What are you spending your energies on the most? Many of these things may be good, but the only one that will matter in the end is the last one. Are you pressing on to towards living for God and becoming more like Jesus. That's all that counts in the end. That's it. So the last one is the one that counts. Are you pressing on towards living for God and becoming more like Him, like Jesus? If we're here this morning, I think it's because we all want to press on towards that goal, right? We wouldn't be here if we wouldn't care about that. So let's talk about the things that keep us from doing it, from pressing on with all your might and all your strength toward this goal. You see, this passage will help us with that. Let's look at in verse 13 first. In it, Paul tells us that we must forget the things that are behind us and stretch toward the things that are good, the things that we have coming. That seems like a simple thing, but it's easier said than done. How many of us are stuck in the past? The things that are behind us, and we're still revisiting them, and it feels like they're here now. Many, many people today live in bitterness and anxiety because they're stuck in the past. They're stuck in the past. They're spending all their energies in recollecting the past and telling others about it, what it used to be, what so-and-so did, what I did, I shouldn't have done. And there is no way moving forward because they're there. They're not here. They're not in the future. They're there. They're there in the past. They're back there. This will keep anyone from pressing on toward the goal that God has for them, being stuck in the past. Unforgiveness, bitterness, regrets. There's nothing you can do. It's done. You made mistakes. Move on, because God gives us forgiveness. There's nothing you can do about the past. That's why Paul encourages us in this passage. Press on, move forward toward the goal. It's in front of you. The goal is not behind you. The goal is in front of you. And so in verse 14, he says, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's where our energies should go. That's what Paul did. Paul says, I press on toward the goal. What is that goal? To become more like Jesus. To mature spiritually. To not take offense at little things, petty things, but to allow people to be who they are and forgive, as Pat reminded us. We don't have to control things. God is in control. So the goal is to become more like Jesus in everything that we do, to mature spiritually, to grow in our faith, to serve God, to grow in our love for God and others, to grow in patience, kindness, gentleness, and all the rest, the fruit of the Spirit that I talked about last week. And I talked about the evidence that we are walking with God, the evidence that we are the children of God is that's one, the fruit of the Spirit. And I talked about, it's not that you can say, oh yeah, I'm patient. I didn't, yell at somebody that I wanted to yell at. Other people need to say that about you. Other people need to see that in you. Paul also tells us that there is a way to press on toward the goal of God for us. He tells us what things will make us, will push us into that, pressing on. He tells us in Philippians 4:4-9. So You want to press forward? This is where your energies need to be spent on, not the past. This is where you should be focused on. This is where your efforts should be. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Okay, so that's one. The other one, let your gentleness be known to all men. How are you doing at gentleness? How are you doing at being gentle? Are you letting your gentleness be known to all people? Your children, your grandchildren, your church friends, church family, your household, strangers, even when you drive. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. I like it that he adds this, because sometimes we think that God is not looking. You know, oh, he didn't see that, that I just yelled at the person in front of me who was driving too slow, or he didn't see that. Whatever, you know, other thing that we don't think is a big deal. The Lord is at hand. He's seeing, and he can also help us. Here's another one. In nothing, be anxious. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, it's not like you can't be anxious. It's like when you're anxious, bring it to God in prayer. Because it says, in nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. So the peace of God is greater than, you know how some people think, if I can just understand it, I'll have peace? That's a lie. You can have peace about something without understanding it. Because God is telling you, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your thoughts, so you will be with peace, and your thoughts will be subdued. Will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Is that it? No, there's more. As we look at what things will propel us to move forward toward the goal and not the past, listen to the last verses from this same passage of Philippians 4. Finally, Paul says, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is any praise, think about these things. What are you filling your mind with? What are those things, the Rolodex, that keep going on in your mind over and over and over and over all day long? What does it say here? Whatever things are true, that's what you need to be thinking about. Whatever things are honorable, that's what you need to be thinking. Train your mind. Whatever things are just, not about what so-and-so didn't do or did, and look at what he didn't, look at the, you know, not doing it right, and look at the this, and look at the politicians, and look at what they're doing, and look at, oh goodness, that's where your energy is going. No, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is any praise, think about these things. That's what needs to be on our minds. And then he says, the things which you have learned, received, heard, and saw in me, do these things. I wish we could all say that. Whatever you've seen in me, do it. I wish we could all get to a point where we can all say that. And the God of peace will be with you. The God of peace will be with you. So this is the recommendation that Paul, the advice Paul is giving us. But what about those who are not doing this or who are like, yeah, that's only for some people. That sounds good, but it doesn't work. What about that? What about those people who minimize these instructions and say, yeah, whatever. Listen up, if that's you. Because verses 18 and 19 have something to say about that. For many walk, of whom I told you often and now tell you, even weeping, Paul says, many walk as the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is the belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who think about what? Earthly things. Who think about earthly, this is serious. For many walk, of whom I told you often, Paul says, I'm starting again, and now tell you even weeping, as the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is the belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who think about earthly things. Many, maybe, these are the same as the ones I talked about last week, the lukewarm, the ones that God will spit out of his mouth. Maybe these are the lukewarm we talked about last week from the passage of Revelation 3. So, what are we to do in light of these truths? We are to follow the things God is showing us to follow. We are to apply ourselves to it. We are to press on, press on, press on to those things so those things become a part of who we are. We are to practice them, we are to pursue them, and we are to proclaim them. Why do we persevere then? We are to persevere in these things. Why do we persevere? Verses 20 and 21 tell us. Why? Because you're not of this world. That's what the citizens of heaven do. That's who you are. For our citizenship, the passage says, is in heaven. You're not just an American. That's just a thing that was given to you. You are a citizen of heaven. Our citizenship is in heaven, from where we also wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the verses say, who will change the body of our humiliation to be conformed to the body of his glory, according to the working, he's working. What do we do when he's working? We cooperate. We don't push him back. We don't say, no, you go do that in Susan's life. Go do that in Donna's life. No, we welcome the work of the Spirit. We submit to it. We participate and we press on according to the working by which he is able to even subject all things to himself. Let me end with this passage as you think about this pressing on goal to the goal, determination. Let me end with this passage from 2 Peter 3, 1, and a few verses ahead. Therefore, beloved, seeing that you look for these things, be diligent. There is that word again. Press on, persevere, be diligent. To be found in peace, without defect, and blameless in his sight. Regard the patience of our Lord as salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given to him, wrote to you, as also in all his letters, speaking in them of these things. In those there are some things that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unsettled twist, as they also do the other scriptures, to their own destruction. You want to know what happens to people who are twisting the scriptures? We talked about that last week in Bible study. This is what's going to happen. They're twisting it to their own destruction. You therefore, Peter says, beloved, knowing these things beforehand, be aware lest being carried away with the error of the wicked, you fall from your own steadfastness. There's that word again. Perseverance, steadfastness, determination. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, he ends saying, both now and forever. Amen. Let's pray. Father, sometimes we become lazy. Sometimes we're lukewarm. Father, sometimes we resist you. We resist your word. Sometimes we don't pay attention to it. We say, yeah, yeah, and we become readers of the word, but not doers of the word. Forgive us, Lord. And give us the grace to press on toward the goal. As Paul said, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before us. Let us press on toward the goal for the prize of the high calling that you have made to us. Let us mature in our faith and let us be serious about our walk with you, investing all of our energies, all of our time, all of our love, determination in it, O God. Father, may our lives be lives that we can say to others, imitate me, do what you see in me, as Paul said to his people, let our lives be like that. These things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.